Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Just when you thought the world drama could not get any uglier, people are quitting their jobs over it. Okay, today on Daily Pop, Piers Morgan is out of work, and everyone has an opinion. Yesterday, Piers parted ways with ITV, which airs Good Morning Britain, and he is not backing down. Here's what he tweeted just today. On Monday, I said I didn't believe Meghan Markle in her Oprah interview. I've had time to reflect on this opinion, and I still don't. If you did, okay. He added that freedom of speech is a hill he is willing to die on. Wow.
Well, obviously he's about to.
Man, so Piers obviously has been under fire ever since Monday when he questioned Meghan's claims that she couldn't get help for her mental health. Listen to what he said.
Again, let's have the names. Who did you go to? What did they say to you? I'm sorry, I don't believe a word she says, Meghan Markle.
Well, that's a pretty
I wouldn't believe it if she read me a weather report. And the fact that she's fired up this onslaught against our royal family, I think is contemptible.
Mental illness and suicide, these are clearly extremely serious things. And if they belong to an institution like the royal family and they go and seek that help, they should absolutely be given it. It's not for me to question whether she felt suicidal. I wasn't in her mind. I'm prepared to be proven wrong on this. And if I'm wrong, it is a scandal. That she went to a senior member of the royal household, told them she was suicidal, and was told she could not have any help because it would be a bad look for the family. Yeah. If that is true, A, that person, if they're still there, should be fired, and B, the royal family have serious questions to be answered about how they handled it.
I mean...
he need to go take several seats.
I don't know.
He said, I wouldn't believe her if she read the weather report. Sounds like bitter man.
Yes, listen, I will be upfront about this, and I've been very clear on this show. I am not Piers Morgan's biggest fan, so there is a little bit of bias there. I think that he has said a lot of offensive things over the years. I think he has degraded women. I think he has unfairly had a bias against Meghan Markle. But I actually think... And, you know, it's a long show, right? It's kind of like this show. They just kind of keep talking.
Yes.
But no, he said some offensive things where he really acted like he didn't believe her. But he's talking about the fact his point is, and I don't know if that it became like a clickbait, but his point is he doesn't believe that when Meghan went and asked for help, she was told no. That's the part of the story that he doesn't believe. And I think that... Even though it's controversial to say, I think as a journalist and as someone in the royal someone of the royal family, and that's what their main bread and butter, that's what they talk about, that's what the show is all about, I think that it's a fair question to say, like, we want to investigate that and find out how that happened, and if that's true, someone should be punished. But it just goes with Piers because he has talked against Meghan Markle so many times in the past, and he was having a really hard time with Andrew whenever he was put to the fire about understanding the racist claims completely.
Yeah.
But
it's convoluted.
I just don't think that he... Mm-hmm. I mean, look, everybody has an opinion. Mm-hmm. You're entitled to an opinion. You're also on a TV show. So a lot of times, my opinion and your opinion will not match. And there are a lot of people who didn't believe Meghan Markle in that interview. I don't think that Piers Morgan should lose his job or feel like he has to walk away from his job because he said an unpopular opinion. And I think we're all going to be in that position at some point where we say something that, you know, we might get in trouble for, but that's what we get paid for.
But that was some punk stuff. Walking off, if you're such a big and bad journalist, Pierce, you should have stayed there with your receipts. He should have sat there with Andrew and talked about it. But you talk about freedom of speech, and then when someone has their speech, what they have the freedom to say, you get upset and walk off, punk.
Well, that was for show. That was for show.
Did I call him a name?
That was for show.
He knew, I'm telling you right now, and this is only my opinion. I think that he knew that there was something coming, and he decided to take matters in his own hand and go about it and walk off in the wind. We're talking about a man who lives in London, who was defending the crown. Mm-hmm. This man's gonna write a book. This man's gonna become a national treasure. He already knows. He looks at America and says, okay, we have a guy, he might be a politician, he says the most outrageous things, he becomes the most powerful man in America.
You have another star,
mm-hmm. she says outrageous things on Instagram, mm-hmm. she becomes the most popular rapper named Cardi B.
Yes.
You have Tiffany Pollard, she says crazy things on TV, she becomes one of the biggest TV celebrities ever. This man is looking for his next step, and he just became a national treasure in London.
Yes, he did.
I'm telling you.
I really don't believe that at
all. You don't?
No, I think that, yeah, I think he sees himself as a national treasure. I'm sure he will write
a
book, and I don't think this will be the last time we...
He was one of the housewives. Did you see him?
Yes.
Listen, Piers Morgan... He's been in a lot of controversial mm-hmm. conversations on the show, on his show he had on CNN. A lot of people have put him to the fire. Remember that interview he had with Chelsea Handler? Mm-hmm. And she straight up was like, you are a terrible interviewer on the middle of his show. And he's like, well, you're not interesting and whatever. There's a lot of times that he's been put to the fire. I think this time it hits home because Andrew kept talking about his personal relationship with Meghan Markle. And that was too much to sting because he was trying to say, like, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're mm-hmm. not going to ever validate me. We're going to keep going because Andrew came to bring Piers down, and he did, and he won, and I think that's kind of, like, weak that he left on that
saying.
Note.
He
but
won.
I don't
he
think it was
off.
Planned. I do not think it was planned. I think he felt ambushed on his own show.
That's okay.
By his own coworkers.
We've ambushed you many times.
Totally.
You have not walked off.
I know.
He might as well just had a glass of champagne and threw it in his face.
No. Oh, absolutely. Weak sauce. I'm not, let me double down on that. Weak sauce that he couldn't take it, right? He should have been able to stand by his words, and the fact that this was the straw that broke the camel's back is a little surprising
to
me. But I don't think it was a planned thing because he argued with him for a long time before he decided to finally give up.
But Carissa,
yes.
If you heard that there were rumblings.
Oh, Alex, I said Andrew. I'm in Alex. Alex. Sorry, Alex.
Alex, and we followed Andrew too.
Sorry.
Yeah, we took it with, yes.
Alex is the guy who put Pierce to the fire.
If you were in a relationship with somebody or in a job and you got the rumblings that they might not renew your contract or there was something coming up in the pipeline or da-da-da, wouldn't you try to leave on a high note and say it was my choice?
Sure, but
because there are rumblings that there's something cooking up in the back end right now, and
that's
we don't know what it is.
That's how you'd want to be, Daily Pop, getting into an argument with me and then walking off. No,
if I'm Piers Morgan, and I'm supposed to be controversial, and I say things that people want to hear, and I'm going to be the people's champ, I'm going
to
walk off and say, hell on that, I'm out of here, and then go on every nighttime circuit and push my own shit
and that's what
for
he's
14
do.
Days on
we'll
end.
See. We'll
right.
see what
Fair
happens.
Enough. Yeah, we'll
we
see.
We will see what happens, but I think he should have... sat there and fought
the
freedom. Yeah, he should have fought the fight. Because I'm still upset that he said, I wouldn't believe her if she read the weather. So what he's saying is no matter what she says or what she went through is not true.
But let's be real.
Okay.
Let's be real. There was a moment in that interview, and again, this is the unpopular opinion, mm-hmm. there was a moment in the interview where I was like, oh, she straight up lied. When she said, I didn't Google my husband, I didn't know anything about him, we were like, that was a little bit of a fib. So if you were Piers Morgan, if you are Piers Morgan and you are looking for something to say, oh my God, you did not tell the 100% truth, that was a lie.
But not about me feeling like, you know, I'm hurt, I'm suicidal. Come on, he could have picked that. That would have been better.
That would have been better.
Well, listen, I think that a lot of people have asked the question that Piers asked about, like, why couldn't Harry sneak in a psychiatrist to help him? Why, you know, he's got all the money in the world. Okay. It's hard to understand how, like, that was just such a flat out no, but there was no furthering of the story.
Because you don't watch The Crown.
But I can't watch them.
No. You can't be mad at somebody for having an opinion that does not agree with yours. And you
Piers?
Can't be mad if somebody said, I don't totally believe it. I don't really buy it. A lot of people don't buy a lot of things celebrities say. We just don't have a TV show to say it.
All right. I'm getting told we got to wrap. We got to wrap. Okay. Up next, The Bachelor is under fire again. Is the show exploiting Matt's relationship with his dad for ratings? We'll discuss.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bachelor has sparked a whole new controversy. It's time. This time, it is over Matt's conversation with his estranged father. In case you don't know, the absence of his dad has been a major plot point this season. It's why Matt has a hard time opening up and showing commitment. So, the only way to get over it was to confront his father.
I want to have a family, and I want to be a dad. I want to be a father.
Wonderful.
And what that means to me is showing up, having tough conversations, being there. And I'm getting emotional as I'm talking about it because I'm thinking about my life. And when I needed you, like, you weren't there to have those conversations. You started other families.
It wasn't a good thing that I was cheating. I'm not proud of.
I want to have a relationship with you going forward. And for me to have that with you, you have to know where I'm at.
I'm sorry I hurt you, son.
I forgive you. I just want us to move forward and...
Scene did not sit well with former Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay. She says the show should not have aired it. Listen to what she said on the Bachelor Party podcast.
If you know anything about stereotypes that are assigned to particular races, here, the Black race, you know that absentee fathers is a stereotype. Who greenlit this is the question. This should have never been aired. I'm almost enraged at what I saw and the fact that for some reason this franchise thought we're equipped. The fact that they cannot see the underlying issues. And I know for a fact Matt was uncomfortable with this conversation and the fact that it was going to be aired.
Wow. Justin, do you think they exploited Matt's situation?
I think that
everything ain't, just say it, everything ain't gotta be slanted to be racist. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that's his reality, and he's on a reality show, and he called his dad and said, hey, I wanna have this conversation with you. First and foremost, you have to get somebody onto the property to get them on camera. So if I'm your dad, and I know I'm coming here to have this conversation, I already know what it's about.
Yes.
How do you know? Because he seemed a little blindsided to me. I felt like he thought he was coming in to give his thoughts and get some dad advice to his son and be good, because I felt extremely uncomfortable watching that, because my thought was, this is such a serious private conversation. I hate that he's doing this in front of cameras, because number one, you're not going to get an authentic father response because he's uncomfortable. He's being put on the spot in front of the whole world, being called out for the things he might be the most ashamed about.
But I don't think my story is embarrassing.
No.
I don't think that the fact that I grew up with maybe a father who wasn't there 24/7 is embarrassing. That's not how I see it. If you're uncomfortable with it, then that's your own issue. I think for me, if I'm going on a show about love and I'm discussing why I can't show affection and be committed to one person, and I want to open up this part of my life to the world, that's my decision.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you think. This is part of my journey on my season of The Bachelor. If Rachel Lindsay didn't want to do that on her season, that's totally fine.
And that's all, I don't understand that. And she's saying it's a stereotype. Maybe the Black community needs to see a father reconciling with his kid. You know, maybe we need to see that. It doesn't have to be a racist thing. And for a person who was on reality TV for 3 years, some things come out. And when the camera is there, it's not about uncomfortable. It's more about, I got to tell my truth. It's more about pressure. Mm. Or it's the opportunity to be real. You don't feel that kind of pressure. It's a different kind of thing. So I don't know if Matt was uncomfortable, because if he was, he could have changed the subject. He could have walked off like Piers Morgan. Don't tell me somebody said he could have changed the narrative.
100%. That's a very good point, because he could have, even if producers did push him to have this conversation, he could have softballed it to his dad and said, like, I know you weren't there very often, but, I'm happy you're here now. Matt took advantage of the situation to really have that heart-to-heart with his father, and it did seem like a very healing conversation between the two.
I'm just so, his father gave him an apology. I hate when we just turn things around. And if Rachel was saying that the franchise is always doing this, where are the receipts? Then she should pull up the receipts. It happened on this episode. It happened on this season. Pull up the receipts every time it happened to a Black person.
I also think that she wouldn't feel that way had it not been all of the other things with Rachel Kirknell going on, with Chris Harrison. I think it's
now
a pylon. And not that we're looking for it, we're just extra sensitive because we have been through some things during this season as a Black community. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want to come down on Matt for him wanting to be authentic and share that part of his story.
And not only because he is the first Black Bachelor, why is this season so bad? Stop bringing attention to the bad things and let's bring attention to the good things.
Aww,
that's his truth too.
Love that.
Rachel.
All right.
And again, Rachel's opinion is Rachel's opinion.
Pierce.
We don't care.
Yes.
Girl,
That is true.
You give us things to talk about and it's okay.
Thank you, Rachel.
We can agree to disagree.
I want to look in Rachel's past and see what's going on with her.
That might
have been a trigger.
Well, Justin has to disappear for a second on the show because
I ain't coming back.
You got something you got to do in
what
the middle of
do?
Our live TV show. You busy?
Oh, I'm talking to my girl, Michelle Obama, my best friend. And I are going to have a conversation. Yeah, Gary.
Michelle,
I told you about it last week when she came over, right?
We only let Justin leave during a live show for Michelle Obama.
Tell Michelle I said, hey.
Yes.
Hold on, you drop that name. Let me
pick that up. I won't.
Coming up, Khloe Kardashian's baby plans, what she's saying now about her IVF struggles. Then Jennifer Garner is revealing the one thing she will absolutely not let her children do. Can you relate? Our new interview is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It's time to get into today's headlines in the Hollywood Minute. Khloe Kardashian is opening up about her IVF struggles. Here she is discussing her journey on The Ellen Show's Lady Parts.
I actually have done IVF about 3 different times. I froze my eggs once already. Freezing your eggs, of course, is a great insurance policy, if you will. You know they're there.
Khloe says she's made embryos with Tristan and she definitely wants more kids, but COVID is making it a little tricky. J-Wow is on top of the world after getting proposed to at the Empire State Building. She posted that she and her boyfriend Zach are engaged after 2 years of dating. He popped the question on her 36th birthday. Oh, so it looks like Jenny's year is off to a good start. And the Gucci's are in the house. Lady Gaga posted this picture of her and Adam Driver in Italy on the set of their new movie, House of Gucci. It's not out until November, so hopefully Gaga keeps the photos coming to tide us over. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Jennifer Garner's new movie, Yes Day, is about parents who have to say yes to whatever their kids want for 24 hours. Jen gave Victor Cruz his own Yes Day challenge to use an embarrassing photo as the backdrop for their Zoom interview.
So good to see you. What a great surprise. I didn't see you in a long time. This is great.
It's good to see you too. And this movie was hilarious. I'll get this awkward photo here out the way really quick. This was
Look
me.
At you.
Yeah, that was eighth grade. I thought it was cute at one point. Apparently, it didn't age very well.
Have you heard about Yes Day?
It's this new thing where parents say yes to everything their kids ask for 24 hours.
Radical!
How am I just hearing about this?
Jen, I'll start with you. How many times have you actually said yes to your kids, and how hard is it? Because my 9-year-old, I feel like I'm still saying yes. It's hard for me to say no to that girl.
I think it's harder for dads to say no than it is for moms. We say no reflexively, which is the problem.
No, absolutely not. Nope on a rope.
We just kind of become drill sergeants and a drag, and we even lose our own sense of self. So a yes day is just an excuse to throw all of that out of the window and have fun. And I've done them for the last 9 years.
See, I'm not always a fun killer.
There's no way you guys are gonna make it throughout the whole day.
You okay, Daddy?
Now, Edgar, is this something you would do if you had children?
Well, absolutely. Actually, I did it with my nephews and my niece on the Christmas break while we were shooting the film. And it was incredible.
Ellie wants to do your hair and makeup.
I have a vision.
Yes. I'm glad you're using your watercolors.
I want to play a little game with you guys called Simple Yes or No. I'm going to say a phrase. I'm going to say something. You guys need to say, yes, you've done that or no. Would you let your kids do your makeup for the day?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you let your kids dress you up for the day?
Yes.
Totally.
Would you guys let your kids eat an entire tub of ice cream?
Oh, gosh. On Yes Day, I would.
Yeah, on Yes Day.
Jennifer, have you ever gone through your kids' phones?
Yes.
Would you let your kids take over your Instagram accounts?
Absolutely not.
What do you think your kids would post if they had your Instagram account?
I shudder to think. They would out me as like, they'd be like, look at mom's closet, look at this. I mean, they would just be like, she's ridiculous. Yes, no.
Yeah, don't I'm right there with Jen.
True confession, I have fresh nails.
Start your engines.
We love your Instagram posts. How much work actually goes into your social media? It's so well curated.
Oh my gosh, so much work. It's just Mo and me working on it. And you know, we'll just get a silly idea and the next thing you know, we've spent days, you know, she edits it and does all the music and stuff, but sometimes she lets me hang out with her and we muscle through together. But thank you. I'm glad that you find it fun.
Yes Day is out on Netflix Friday. Would you ever do a Yes Day with your son?
Absolutely not. And that's only because he's a 10-year-old and he's going to have me eat bugs.
I'm like, ooh, I'm going to take advantage of this situation. Here's a cricket.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, all my kids are coming out. All my friends are coming over, the entire school.
He would do everything, but it's definitely the bug thing. Eat it. It's a worm. Eat it.
I mean, I could do it at this age because Chase is only 3, and I feel like his whole thing would be like, can I have cookies? He would just basically have sugar all day is all he would want. Like, I'll have sugar, and I'll have more sugar, and then a little bit more sugar.
And you wear pajamas all day and do whatever. That'd be fun.
That would be more fun. But yeah, when they're older and wiser, no.
No, absolutely
Coming
not.
Up, you guys, Melanie Bromley is joining us with more on the crisis at the palace, what she just found out. She's going to tell you guys next. Welcome back to Daily Pop. We are diving deeper into all of the Harry and Meghan fallout with our royals expert, Melanie Bromley. Welcome back to the show. Okay, earlier, we talked about Piers Morgan leaving his job. Mm-hmm. I want to know your thoughts. Was that the right move?
You know, I think that it was the right move. Piers Morgan has proved that he has a vendetta against Meghan Markle because she stopped being in contact with him years ago, and that has really clouded his judgment. He's somebody who used to be a really good journalist. And I think in a situation like this, like to minimize her claims and to say that they're not real actually sends a bigger message as a broadcaster to other people that are going through a similar thing that you won't be believed and you'll be questioned.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Piers basically lost his job for criticizing Harry and Meghan. Well, that's kind of simplifying it because I think he went a little overboard there. But do you think, though, it is hard to criticize Harry and Meghan as a journalist?
You know, at the moment, I think Meghan and Harry have talked about something that's very personal for them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like with anybody who's talking about racism, Me Too, or a trauma or a difficult situation they've gone through, it's hard for anybody to say you did not experience what you're saying. You have to take somebody's word for it. She's gone through a really traumatic thing. She's allowed to say that. And I think, you know, in a situation like that, like, Piers should have kept his mouth shut.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes, I like that. He should have.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, let's move on. We could keep going on and on
about Piers.
But
I
want to get
so
to the Queen's
much.
Statement. Okay, so she says, the whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging these last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be loved family members. Oops, they forgot the baby on the way. What do you think she means when she says the issues will be addressed by the family privately?
Well, they've obviously got to have some conversations. Now, look, this is a very short statement. There have been some questions as far as, is this too little, too late? The reason it has just been released is because actually they were waiting for the UK to also watch the interview before they released the statement. Right. You know, they have to have some internal conversations. It's shocking. A couple of things about this. Number one, this is a private family matter. The Queen does not usually release statements about private family matters. Mm-hmm. What is shocking about this statement, actually, is that they say that recollections vary. Right. In other words, there are people within the royal family that have a different recollection to what Meghan and Harry have said that the conversation that took place as far as race was. So that's a very interesting point. I think there will be more coming from the palace. There are a lot of people in the UK and in America who don't feel like that is enough of an apology for what Meghan and Harry have gone through. So we'll see what happens.
And
we'll see how the situation changes.
And do you think we'll ever find out who said what?
I don't know if we will ever find out who said what. I don't know. I think we'll continue to ask, right? But I don't know if we'll ever actually find out.
Even with an investigation, we probably will never find out.
You know, this is, I think what's happening here as well with the Queen's statement is that she's determined to show that this is a private family matter and not a public matter. It has become a public matter, and it's become something that's been incredibly traumatizing for Meghan and Harry. So they will try and keep it as a private family matter. We'll see what happens.
Will that ever change? Even though, I mean, I feel as though with Harry and Meghan taking this step and really divulging a lot of secrets on this tell-all interview, and then now that we have the Queen actually opening the door a little bit and saying a little bit of a statement about the family, I mean, do you think this is the start of a more transparent monarchy?
Look, the royal family are not used to people analysing or having a judgment about their personal, private conversations within the palace. That never happens.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so they've never really had that level of scrutiny before. This is new for them with that. We are asking, are they racist or is somebody racist or are they inappropriate? Can they learn? Can they change? Mm-hmm. Can they grow as human beings, not just as an institution? And they obviously can. And so, you know, that's something where we will see what happens with that and how much they hold themselves accountable, because there's a lot of onus on them right now.
And who said it? Because who said it and what they said, you know?
People will continue to ask that. That is not going to go away.
Who said what? Yeah. Because it just depends. Because I have to be honest. I think the world wondered how this baby would come out. He has red hair. She has dark hair. She has family members who are darker. I don't think right there, it depends on how they said it. Now, if somebody was in the back talking about, oh, I hope the baby doesn't come out dark. Okay, that's a problem. But if they say, you know, I wonder how the baby's gonna have blue eyes, red hair, is it gonna be brown skin? That's a different conversation and that's a different comment.
Yeah.
Because I think the world, because I even wonder, like, how your baby's going to come out. Mm-hmm. I have, of course, mixed race in my family. And we always say, oh, I wonder what the baby's going to look like, you know. So I think, in general, the world probably said that or thought it, but how do you voice that opinion?
Well, yes, and how is it taken?
Right?
Because for Harry and Meghan,
is that she said the word was concern.
Yes.
There was concern, which implies yes. worry, which implies if it, it I mean, that word mm-hmm. to me implicates that the conversation was in a context of it should be a problem. It would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
Yes.
Right.
And
if the baby
back
comes out.
To the Piers conversation from earlier, right? As far as him talking about Meghan and suicide, you can't minimize somebody's experience.
Right.
Yes.
If that is their experience, then you have to accept that. That's what they feel. You
and
can't
two
tell
people
them
can
they
walk away
that.
From a conversation and feel two totally different ways about it.
Yes.
And a lot of that can be because mm-hmm. people don't even realize that they're racist sometimes.
That you said something and that was racist.
And it's yeah. one of those things that, like, you know, it probably took Meghan saying this out loud for them to maybe even take an own internal look to say, wow, did I really... say that.
I'm sure they weren't thinking about that conversation again until Meghan said it.
Yeah, 100%.
Of course.
All right. Melanie, thank you. As always, love having you here. Okay, if you're as obsessed about the royals as we are, get your phone out, scan that QR code on your screen to sign up for our eRoyals newsletter.
Which is amazing, by the way.
Yes. Ah. After the break, Jesse Tyler Ferguson is here. He's talking life after Modern Family and sharing a special recipe from his new cookbook. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Joining us now is Jesse Tyler Ferguson. It's so hard to believe it's already been a year since you wrapped Modern Family. That's making me very sad.
But I know.
I might even think about it. But there's some talk here that you and Eric Stone Street could potentially star in a Mitch and Cam spinoff. Please tell us this is happening.
Nothing is official. I have not been asked to do anything yet. So, you know, it's being talked about, but I haven't heard anything official. So you want to write and produce it.
I would love to. I can't write, but I could produce.
But is he single? Oh, okay. I was just trying to find out if he was single. I know one point he was single.
Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's booed up now.
Oh, damn.
Lindsay's amazing, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for him. Now, well, speaking of booed up, you and your husband, Justin, just welcomed a son over the summer. Oh, little adorable baby Beckett. Look at him!
Look at that little
titty.
Any milestones? What's
fun.
He doing?
Right now, he's rolling around, and it's not really even a crawl, but it's like a really aggressive scoot.
Yeah. The belly scoot situation.
Yes. But he can really move. Yeah.
Oh.
What's the craziest thing about being a dad? What do you think took you by surprise?
I honestly was really well prepared. Everyone gave me a lot of conflicting advice, so I was ready for anything, so nothing surprises me as of right now.
I love that. So true. Yes. They're always going to be giving you conflicting advice, right. By the way. Okay, well,
yeah.
If being a new dad does not keep you busy enough, you also now have a new cookbook, and we're going to make one of your recipes right now. So everyone, grab your phone, scan that QR code for the recipe so you can follow along, and we're going to get cooking. What are we making, Jesse?
So today we're going to do a take on some of them my mom used to always make for the holidays. They're pimento cheese and green chili roll-ups. I'm from New Mexico, so I put green chili in everything.
Yum.
So basically we're just going to make a pimento dip, really. This is 4 ounces of sharp cheddar with 2 ounces of Parmesan grated. We're going to put in a 1/4 cup of softened cream cheese.
Okay.
And we're going to do a tablespoon of mayonnaise. Ooh! I hope you're not counting points. I heard you were counting points. Stop counting.
Stop counting. Yeah, we can't count points on this one.
That's all right.
We have 4 ounces of pimentos and then some spices. We have ground mustard and garlic. We have some paprika and we have some pepper.
Okay.
And we go ahead and mix all of that up. We're going to add the green chili later.
Okay.
And it's best with a rubber spatula, if you have that. If not, we'll just wing it. It's going to feel a little crumbly, which is what we want.
That's what you want.
I love that
okay.
you guys have the close-up cameras, because I have no close-up camera. I don't have a film
oh,
crew with me here.
Already, I messed up.
What did you do? No, it's unmessable.
I put in the green already, but I took them out.
It doesn't matter. We're just making a dip.
The green chili
probably can go in at any time.
Oh my god.
So once that's incorporated, you're going to spread it onto a tortilla.
Oh, I'm gonna just put it on.
And then, so you can put that on the tortilla. and then you can sprinkle the green chili right on. I put the green chili on last just because some people aren't as much of a spice freak as I am. So you can control how spicy those are.
With okay. Are they really the spicy? On.
And that's what the
They're
red
not
or
actually.
The green?
Okay.
That's the green.
Ooh.
This is great for Christmas. It's got red and green.
I can see yes.
how and then you just, it.
Oh my God, I need
you
some
just
chips.
Roll them up. Yeah, you can honestly eat it just like this out of the bowl.
Okay.
And then you just roll it up.
Okay.
Like this. Stick these in the freezer for, I don't know, 10 minutes so they firm up a bit. Take them back
sense.
Out and mm-hmm. and chop them
easy.
Into rolls.
This yeah, is really see? Easy.
And okay, and then
I'm
this
no
is the finished product.
Stylist,
oh my gosh, this is easy.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yours looks so much better than mine.
Now the most important
Look at
part.
Mine. I would just eat it like a burrito.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Look at this. Let me try.
These are dangerous, man.
Let's see.
These
They're
are
great
dangerous.
For the holidays, honestly.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I could eat 25 of these. I need to just...
No, we can even do this on WW. We just
oh, these are so good.
Chips.
Jesse, thank you so
they're
much.
They're a half point each.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
of course. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. You guys...
one half each.
Oh. Jesse's cookbook. It's called Food Between Friends. Oh, that is such a cute title.
Oh.
And what a cute picture. That's out now, so make sure you grab it. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you,
Steve.
Good to see
me.
You. All right, after the
Good
break,
to see you.
Chrissy Teigen's most embarrassing celebrity encounter, the huge star she thought was a waiter. Oops, that hilarious story is next.
Trip, as long as you're up, son.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Pop.
You two have fun.
You live with your parents?
Is that a problem? Failure to launch. It's men in their 30s, well into their 30s, still living at home with mom and dad.
It's gonna take a stick of dynamite to get me out of my parents' house.
He's so right for this because what this role requires is this affable quality, this disposition that men and women both respond to. And of course, just superficially speaking, he's just so easy on the eyes.
It is time for Trip. To spread his wings.
Wow. Well, this is very unexpected.
She got really peculiar timing that really works for comedy. And she was fun to work with. She's a pro, man.
I'm also gonna order a huge dessert, drink too much, and maybe talk about my old boyfriends. Does that intimidate you?
Oh. I love this movie! It's been 15 years since Failure to Launch came out. I cannot believe that.
Oh
that does
God.
Not seem right at all, but it's so good. I could watch that.
I've never
over.
Seen it, so I'm going to watch it.
Girl, you've got
I
to.
I'm definitely going
to
watch it.
It's well, so good.
Just to see him with his shirt off.
Every rom-com he's ever done, you oh, can my. Find his shirt off in that. Chrissy Teigen is always unfiltered and has shared some very embarrassing moments with us over the years. We love that. But you've got to hear what she just revealed to Jimmy Fallon last night in a game of best, worst, first.
Best celebrity encounter.
Oh God. God, I think it was after the Golden Globes. I saw somebody at the entrance holding a glass of champagne. So I just went up and I took it and I said, thank you. And then John goes, that was Michael Keaton. It was not.
It was not someone serving champagne?
No, it was not.
That's funny. I like that. What was your, do you have a most embarrassing celebrity encounter?
I probably have a lot of them. You know, I the singer Joe, I was drinking at a party and I went up to him and for some reason I told him off.
Oh.
And yeah, there was no reason. I want to apologize right now. Joe, I was drinking.
Blame it on the alcohol. There was a time Sophia Bush, I think I may have told this story before, but Sophia Bush was at a bar. Uh-huh. I was younger, and this was when One Tree Hill was on. And so she was like my big star. I was so excited to meet her. So I met her. I gushed. It was my birthday. She took a picture with me. She wrote me a little note on the napkin. And I was like, you're amazing. I love this. Well, later in the night, we were in this very tiny crowded bar. And me and my friend were going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, I don't want to lose you. Just hold my hand. So I go and I grab her hand. And I walk all the way to the bathroom. I get all the way to the bathroom. And I turn around. I had grabbed Sophia Bush's hand and walked her to the bathroom. And I turn and I go,
I am so sorry. I thought you were my friend. And she was like, I was wondering where you were taking me.
Like, I was about to, I don't know.
That is so embarrassing.
Hide her in the bathroom and make out with her or something. After I had just professed my love for her, I grab her hand and walk away. I mean, why she continued to walk with me, right. I don't know. She should not have. But I was like, oh. I am so sorry. I thought you were my friend. And it was embarrassing.
Oh my God.
To say the least.
Have you talked to her since?
I have, but I do not bring that up.
What?
I think because I want her to just throw that off to like a drunk 21-year-old.
No, time. You have to. Oh, if I ever see her, I'm going to tell her.
Okay, still ahead. Meryl Streep nominated for a Grammy. What? The big surprise is you haven't heard when we come back. Who does not love a good surprise? Well, the Grammys have a ton of them this year. Some big names are nominated in categories that'll make you say, wow. So let's play a game, nominee or not so much. Get ready to hit those buzzers if we know the answer. It's me versus you.
This is it. Where is Justin?
Justin's still talking, Michelle.
Oh, okay.
She's still with Michelle Obama. Right. So it's just us. Okay, first question. Which Netflix comedy special is nominated for Best Comedy Album? Ooh, we've got Tiffany, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart.
I'm gonna go with C.
I'm gonna go with C. Kevin Hart! The answer is not that.
Oh,
Black
what?
Mitzvah.
All
Tiffany
right.
Haddish.
Good for her.
Congrats, Tiff.
All right.
Okay, it was actually released on vinyl in a limited edition double LP, just so y'all know.
I did not know
okay,
that.
Okay, next up, which children's book is nominated for Best Spoken Word
easy,
Album?
Easy.
Good night, Moon.
See, good night, Moon.
Good night,
we both
Moon.
Read it all the time. Good night, Moon. Gotta be. What? Are you kidding me?
Well, Charlotte's Web, the classic story brought to life by the one and only Meryl Streep.
Oh, that's
why.
Okay.
Not?
They didn't
so she's
that
got
part.
Three Oscars, but if she wins this, it'll be her first Grammy.
Wow.
Okay. Now, let's try to get one right here, Kim.
Okay, we can do this.
Which of the following is not nominated for Best Musical Theater Album?
Jagged not.
Little Pill,
not.
Little Shop of Horrors, or Hamilton? Jagged Little Pill.
I say A. B.
A. Sam!
You're kidding! It's not Hamilton. How can Hamilton not be nominated?
I feel like these are true questions. Hamilton, the film version, got lots of love in 2020, but the Broadway show actually won Best Musical Theater Album way back in 2016.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
Okay,
all
producers
right,
are talking.
This one, I'm going to get right.
You
which
got this
country
one.
Music icon is up for Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance Song? I'm going to see Dolly Parton.
Kelly Clarkson.
See Dolly Parton. Come on. What's come it? On. Yeah.
Yay!
She's the only one I know who does Christian music. Out of those. Okay, she was There for Jesus with Zach Williams. Okay, last question. Which game show host is up for Best Spoken Word Poetry Album?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Best spoken
word?
Ain't no I don't Ryan mean, Seacrest doing a spoken
Ken,
word
I'm gonna go
poetry.
I'm gonna go with D. Ken Jennings. I don't know why.
D. Drew
like
Carey.
These trick questions.
Yeah!
Look at that. Ken Jennings, of course.
You know what he did? He narrated Alex Trebek's memoir. That's very cool.
There it is. I had
all
no
right,
reason.
Well, we officially sucked at this game. Now we've got music's biggest night covered from all angles this weekend. Saturday, join us for a special Daily Pop Grammys edition at 11 a.m. Then on Sunday night, the Grammys are on CBS at 8 Eastern. And then we're going to have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 4 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow, Lizzo's makeup artist is showing us how to get her stunning Grammy look. Plus, we have the perfect diet for you, and it's based on your personality. That's next. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.